Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? The Greg Squirrel Show is on the air today. Don't have any music today. Don't ask me what's up with that. I could not tell you. But the fact is that we are here. We are on the air. And you can join us, 323-642-1128 is the phone number. We also got your chat room up and running. So if you want to join us on the chat room, you can do that too. Last night, the All-Star Game was last night. And so Derek Jeter, never been a real Jeter fan, but I was kind of happy to see him get one more home run in the All-Star Game last night. So, he lined one. The American League ended up winning the All-Star Game 5-3. So that gives the American League the home field advantage, so to say, when it comes to World Series time, because they've actually made the All-Star Game mean something now. In the past, it's just mostly been, the fan-voted popular players getting to play. But now they've actually made it mean something where the winners, whether it be the National League or the American League, they actually get the home field advantage for the World Series. Now, final score, once again, 5-3. And so American League will have that home run advantage win the World Series. A lot of basketball stuff going on. Dwayne Wade has announced that he's returning to Miami. The Hornets have made some big splashes. The Lance Stephenson, controversial free agent shooting guard, has agreed to a $27 million 3-year deal with the Hornets. Yes, the Hornets are back in Charlotte. And as you all, unless you've been hiding under a rock, LeBron James has announced that he's going back to Cleveland. And so that's pretty much the big news. We're still anxious to hear what goes on with Chris Bosh and some of the other guys. Chris Humphreys got a $13 million deal from the Wizards. The Bulls have cut Boozer. The Cavs and Mike Miller have agreed to a 2-year, $5.5 million deal. And then Dallas. Dallas made some big moves, signing some free agents. Dirk Nowitzki has agreed to take a pay cut, and the Mavericks are going to meet point guard Maurice Williams. Chandler Parsons is going to Dallas. So Chandler Parsons, that may help Dallas out. That may give Dallas to that little thing that they've been missing the last couple of days. So we're anxious to see how that works out. Hawks acquire Thabo Sefolosha in a completed a sign and trade deal with Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder gets the draft right to power forward Yorgos, I guess that's how you pronounce it. Brantisi, easy for you to say. A lot of stuff going on in the NBA. Once again, the phone lines are open. 323-642-1128. Looking out for my buddy Clint Davis. I know he's got the chillin', so I know he's going to be doing the good daddy thing. So this big announcement, Alabama and USC, Southern Cal Trojan, are going to be meeting in the 2016 Cowboy Classic. Football, 50 days away, depending on who your team is, looking at around 50 days, 57 days for some teams. So start getting nasty. See who's going to make the move. See who's going to do good. I'm sorry, but they unveiled the new trophy for the football playoff, which starts this year, and it's kind of lame. I'm sorry, but if I'm playing for something, I want it to be something lazy and sharp. But the new football playoff trophy looks kind of like something. I don't know how to describe it. It's just not worthy, my opinion. It just don't, unless I'm missing, don't look like a championship trophy to me. It looks like something you would give to a junior high or something like that. It doesn't look something worth. I mean, I'd rather have the crystal egg over whatever that thing, crystal egg, crystal football, whatever it is that they've used for the championship trophy for the BCS. I'd rather have that over what they're offering the winner of the football playoff, which starts this season. Hey, I want to big shout out Nathan Henderson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you need some legal issues and you need help with that, and you're in the Muskogee, Oklahoma area, get a hold of Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. Also, got big news coming out of Stri-King. They're going to be having their big tournament coming up first weekend in November. So if you are a Muay Thai fighter, you definitely want to check that out. Ty Pilgrim doing a great job over there. He's going to be bringing in some of the top fighters from around the world, some of the top Muay Thai fight teams. Going to be coming to Muskogee, Oklahoma, the Muskogee Civic Center, the first weekend. I think that's where they're still having it. There was kind of talk. Let me look that up real quick so I can verify. Look up some Stri-King fights here. Stri-King fights. I hit the wrong button, so it's a Stri-King. Stri-King fight. Let's see. They don't have the information on there. Let me go over here. Let me check. Set up for all first week in November. Doesn't have a location. Just says our second amateur Muay Thai tournament first weekend in November. Let me verify. Let me go over here and we will verify. Uh-oh, Bill Clinton's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to verify where this is at. So let me pull this up here real quick, and I will be able to tell you. Wichita, Kansas. Looks like that's going to be registration for the 2014 tournament. Yeah. I guess it is going to be Muskogee. So there we go. Muskogee, Oklahoma. They've been running some shows in Wichita, Kansas, so they've kind of been bouncing back and forth between the two. So there we go. Going to be back in Muskogee, Oklahoma for the second year. I am going to send the folks over at Strike King a letter so we can kind of get some verify on this. So anyway, there we go on that. British Open this week, Tiger Woods. Even just his presence alone is going to boost the ratings, because even the golfers have said that without Tiger, the ratings, well, the PGA even admitted that without Tiger, the ratings have been down. So they are ready for Tiger to get back on a regular basis. And so there you go. So there you go. Tiger Woods is back this week at the British Open. I am not sure what course. I think they're at Birksdale. Let me verify that. Tiger Woods, British Open. Declare it judge. Royal Liverpool is where they're at. Matter of fact, here is the top five as far as the odds are running. Justin Rhodes comes in at number five pick to win. Ricky Fowler has come in at number four in the top five possible win. Henrik Stenson, believe it or not, they got Tiger at second, possibly winning this thing. And Rory McIlroy, number one pick to walk away. I guess I'm going to be up late. Well, no, I can't. I got to go to Oklahoma City tomorrow, so I'm not going to be up late. But Hoylake, England at Royal Liverpool. So that's a fun little trek. I mean, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like in person, but I've been playing the Tiger Woods 2014 golf, and so it's a fun little track. I'd love to be able to go to England, and that's on my bucket list. You know, everybody has a bucket list, places, things they want to do, places they want to go, and my bucket list consists of every course that they play the British Open on. Augusta, I don't see that happening unless I get filthy, nasty rich. St. Andrew or Augusta, where they play the British Open, or not British Open, where they play the Masters, that's another course I want to play. So, like I say, everybody kind of has their list out there or place things they want to do as far as their bucket list. I want to say hello to my friend Amy. My friend Amy had a birthday yesterday, so we got to give a big shout out to her. Miss Amy, if you can hear me, will you please send a message in the chat room that you can hear me? I'm having some issues with the FOFO, so I don't even know if you people can hear me or not. I just say it sounds like it's buzzing in my ear. So if anybody's listening to the show today and can hear and making sure I'm coming through all right, okay. Amy says, yes, I can hear you loud and clearly. I think it's time to trade up on my cell phone because it's acting weird. So, anyway, all right. Anyway, back to the British Open. You know, the golfers, even the PGA Tour has admitted that they have missed Tiger Woods this year. So there you go. Hopefully Tiger will be back. Actually, hopefully he'll give it a good show and see what happens. Everybody getting wound up for football season. And Notre Dame is actually upgrading their field a little. Notre Dame released a release of pictures of their new field turf, and the Irish are retaining the slashes in the end zone, but they're adding the block ND at the center of the field and two small shamrocks at the 35-yard lines where the kickoffs will take place. And I actually love Notre Dame's field. It's just that old classic look. They don't have checkerboards. They don't have funky turf. They just go that old school slashes in the end zone. And so they're just adding a little bit of modern to it by and they're switching from grass to the field turf. So anyway, it's going to be neat. Notre Dame has also announced a $4 million stadium expansion plan. So, I'll be anxious to see what happens to the house that Newt Rockne built. All right, trouble coming. More trouble coming out of Texas. Texas players may have accepted meals from agents and eligibility. So I might want to keep an eye on that. Let's jump over. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. So let's jump over here and talk about some MMA. I forgot to mention my new sponsor. I knew I was missing something. Max Sunglasses, a new official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. I came across this company back in September. Hold on, let me do something real quick. Okay, I had to switch an earpiece because it was mixed up with my phone cord. Came across this new sunglass company called Max Sunglasses. I actually came across them back in September of last year. I was attending a softball game for a family relative, and I noticed one of my cousins had on a good-looking pair of sunglasses. And if you've seen pictures of me on Facebook, you may have seen a picture of me in the red and white sunglasses, and they got the little Arkansas Razorback logo. Well, they were made by a company called Max Sunglasses, the high-definition lenses. And they're not, they're the amber-colored lenses, which I really like. It still darkens everything, but it doesn't go to that dark. It cuts the glare just enough, and with those high-definition lenses. And if you're interested in trying a pair of Max glasses, they run about $20 a pair. If you're interested in trying a pair, give the Greg Squirrel Show a call, and we will set you up with a pair. Like I say, they would cost about $20 per pair, and we got some college teams, and we possibly have your favorite pro team. So if you got a favorite pro team and you want to show your support for them with some good-looking sunglasses with the team logo on it, give me a shout at 888-361-8725. 888-361-8725, and $20, that includes the shipping and handling, and we will get you set up with a good-looking pair of sunglasses. And I think you'll really like the Max sunglasses. I love them. Like I say, I've had a pair of them since September, and I have, even if they don't match my outfit, I have not worn another pair of sunglasses since I've had. All right, Chris Weidman, time to talk MMA. Yes, Chris Weidman. By the way, Friday on the show, I don't have him here with me today. But Friday on the show, as you know, Saturday night was Adrenaline Fight League in Springfield, Missouri. So you come check in with me Friday on the Greg Squirrel Show, and we will run over the results. We had four new champions crowned, or interim champions crowned. Let me make that clear. We had four new interim champions crowned. So we'll get that information out there. And their next event is scheduled for September 6th. Once again, back in Springfield, Missouri. Location to be determined, but we will let you know as soon as that location is decided. All right, back to MMA news. Chris Weidman wants to fight Vitor Belfort. And Dana White has said, sure, let's get it signed. Chris Mendez has come out and said that 80% of all MMA fighters are using some kind of performance-enhancing drug. Demetrius Johnson has agreed to defend his belt at UFC 177, and that's August 30th. In Sacramento. Georges St. Pierre has come out in an interview, and he has said, I'm happy to be retired. I lost motivation. I lost the fun of it. So there you go. Don't forget, UFC Fight Night 45 is this weekend, or actually tonight. Cerrone and Miller, that comes at you from Atlantic City, New Jersey. So hopefully that'll be a good show. I've really been impressed with the UFC fight nights. I've watched the last couple of them. And to be quite honest, in my opinion, UFC fight night shows have been better than the regular UFC MMA. Or UFC pay-per-views, sorry. So, holding up probably tonight will be no different. And I guess I'll probably be in front of my TV watching it. Gina Serrano, I guess, is joining UFC from the feeling I'm getting. Holly Holm has signed with UFC. And Gina Serrano has announced that she's coming back to UFC. Has my boy Dana White lost favor with his Golden Girls? Because these are two young, these are two women that could possibly jump up and beat her. So. We're posting some stuff on the Greg Squirrel Show. But anyway, just a lot of great stuff. I want to say hello to my buddy Dean Vaughn. He's out there. Also want to say hello to my buddy Donnie McGuire, Eric Stevens, Jesse Miller, Gabe Dart, Aaron Kimball. They're all listening to the show today. They were all in it. They were all at Adrenaline Fight League 3. Once again, it was this past Saturday night. And Springfield, Missouri, so we want to give those guys a big shout-out. Got about 5 minutes left on the show today. We're still working on getting things taken care of so we can go back full-time to an hour. So keep our thoughts, keep us in your prayers so we can get that done. Right. Gina, once again, now according to everything coming out of Dana White's mouth, sounds like Gina Serrano is going to be, is it Serrano or Carano? I think it's Serrano. Anyway, she's hot, but so is Ronda. So, but looks like Serrano could be Ronda Rousey's next opponent. So be anxious to see that. Sit here oogling over
Gina, and I'm just looking at some pictures, and Chica is hot. So maybe I shouldn't be talking like that, but it is what it is. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Gina. All right. Anyway, I got to stop looking at those. Because I won't grow up being any healthier if I keep looking at that. All right. So anyway, once again, fastest 30 minutes in sport and internet radio is almost about 3 minutes. Once again, I want to give a big shout-out to Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. I also want to say thank you to my new sponsors, Max Sunglasses. Like I say, if you want to get hooked up with some awesome sunglasses, I think you're going to enjoy these sunglasses. If you have a pair to get a hold of some Max sunglasses, like I say, you can give me a call at 888-361-8725. And we got several styles and color options with the, like I say, once again, with the Auburn high-def lenses. And you think I'm joking. But you'll be able to tell the difference when you put these glasses on compared to some other sunglasses out there on the planet. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Also, I want to say thank you to Bion Apparel for being official suppliers or official sponsors of the Greg Squirrel Show. So, Blog Talk Radio, be able, tune in Friday. We will be back in action one more time, and then we hit the weekend. So all I say is be safe, be happy out there. Don't forget U.S. Tonight from Wichita, Kansas. Why are you playing the wrong music? All right, let's play this music instead. All right. There we go. So don't forget UFC Fight Night tonight. Atlantic City, New Jersey. We'll possibly hit on that Friday. We'll have the results from Adrenaline Fight League 3. We'll have those Friday on the show. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, have a safe hump day. Hump day. Whoop, whoop. And we will see you Friday on the Greg Squirrel Show, 3 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk Radio. See you.